Bloomington Mayor Carrie Thompson. This week, we get to meet the Deputy Mayor, Gretchen Knapp. Gretchen, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Is that a campfire I smell burning in your office? That's delightful. Let's stay warm. It's freezing outside, but thankfully, it sounds like our forecast is going to improve throughout a very, very busy weekend. We'll get to all the fun things that are happening here in Bloomington. But first of all, I'd just like to thank you for making time to join us today from City Hall. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I'm really happy to talk with you.
Well, you've been in Bloomington for a while. I saw in the bio it's been about 30 years. That's about as long as I've been here as well. How did you get involved in politics? I asked the boss the same question last week. We've got some new faces and some new voices that haven't, quote unquote, worked your way up through the ranks, but you've been connected to the business community. You've been connected to the education community. That's a fantastic breadth of knowledge.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I've lived here a long time, and my first job in Bloomington was actually at the Bloomington Urban Enterprise Association, which then was a separate nonprofit. And so one of the cool things about having lived in Bloomington for 30 years is that I see many of the projects that were talked about way back when in 1990 are coming to fruition today. And I got involved in city government because I had known Carrie from her work at the Center for Rural Engagement. I'd done a little work for her as a contractor and was so impressed with the way that she was able to bring people together and the quality of her leadership. And when I heard that she was running for mayor, I was so excited. And then when she asked me to join the team, it was just a complete no-brainer. So I'm thrilled to be here. And I've only been on the job 3 months, but I can tell you already it's the best job I've ever had.
Oh, fun. Well, I know it's a busy job. I've had the pleasure of talking to some of the previous deputy mayors on this program as well. And we know the job is a very, very important one because you oversee the 16 department heads. How has that learning curve been?
Well, I've been telling folks that I think we have gone from the fire hose stage of the first month to we're currently at power washer, and I hope to reach garden hose eventually. But it's been great. I've learned so much from the people here already and really committed people working hard on things that matter to our city and to our community. And I'm just really impressed with the work they're doing and excited to be of service.
Gretchen Knapp is our guest. She is the deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington. Not being involved politically before, does it feel politically over there, or is it more of just leadership, organization, and management style?
I think it's the latter for me. I'm sure that there are folks for whom it is political, and if you were to talk to folks who know me personally, they would say Gretchen has an opinion about everything, and that includes politics. But I'm not here for that. I'm here for the organizational work and helping the city as an organization become an even tighter, more coordinated ship, helping make the work of all the people who work in the city easier, faster, less red tape, so that they can do their work to serve the residents of Bloomington.
Did Mayor Thompson hand you a list of projects or things she wanted you to get on immediately? How does this even start on day one? I know you probably get an email address and they give you some codes to get into the building and things like that. But how else does these 90 days, what else has been on your list of things to do?
Well, I'm sure it's been different for every incoming administration. And what we did was spend a good portion of our first, really 6 weeks in office, going from department to department, having listening sessions. So we invited every single staff member to come and to tell us what was working, what was challenging, what innovative ideas they had. And then we provided an anonymous feedback form for folks who didn't feel comfortable speaking out in the meeting or if you had another idea later, and gathered a lot of great information from folks about, you know, where we could be focusing our efforts that would benefit individual departments. We heard some common themes across the whole city of things to take a look at or new ideas that we could consider. And just by the process of people telling us you know, what they were proud of or what they were struggling with. We were able to ask questions and then just learn a whole lot more about what they actually do. There are just so many people doing such a huge variety of work across the city. It's impossible to come in your first, you know, week and know, even have an understanding of what all of that work is, much less how you can help people. So that was an incredibly beneficial use of our time, and also just really fun to meet people and to get to shake hands and talk with folks and hear what they love about working for the city and about living here and what we can do to make it better.
Yeah, over what, 800 employees under the big group umbrella over there?
It was a lot. We had for some departments we had to have multiple meetings, and there was one Friday night 9:30 meeting with some folks working a late shift. And
yeah.
So we got into all the nooks and crannies.
Well, that's good because everybody counts, and if people feel like they count, they will perform and they will listen and help and give feedback, and that's what's important because telling someone how to do their job, if you the royal you, as I call it, as you would say to that, well, you don't know that. So two ears, one mouth. There is something to be said about all that. Now I'm going to ask you a silly question, then I'm going to take it seriously on the fork in the road when we get there. When you took the job, the first thing on your agenda wasn't like, what the hell are we going to do during the eclipse? I know that wasn't there. When did this become critical mass at City Hall when you realized, oh my gosh, we're in this just a couple months, and this is going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Bloomington event we've ever had?
Well, you know, the eclipse was already on my radar because I'd had folks, friends who live outside of Bloomington, calling and saying, hey, is your guest room available for quite some time? And I've been telling them for quite some time, no, it is not. It is fully booked. So, you know, it really, in the scale of the eclipse is an amazing event, and I'm super excited about it. I remember the last partial eclipse, how much fun that was, and this is a great opportunity to show off Bloomington to some visitors, but really it's one day. And I think, you know, in terms of coming into office and learning about all the things that we'll need to work on, that's one day. We've got other projects that are going to be years long. And so I'm braced for a marathon, and that'll be one day that'll be a sprint for sure.
Well, and that's the other interesting part of this, because we know the eclipse begins at 1:49 and ends at 4:22, and totalities from 3:04:51 to 3:08:55, or whatever those magic numbers are. But you're prepared now, or the city has to be prepared now, because people start arriving. What is the general tenor that you've gathered from your either department heads or other public safety officers at the university, state police, county police, city police? We're ready to go, right?
We are definitely ready to go, and our friends at Visit Bloomington have been keeping their pulse on hotel bookings and how that's going. And what they shared with us is they thought a lot of people were probably waiting to see what the weather would be like before they finalized their plans about how far they would drive and whether they'd stay overnight. And I checked the other day, and it looked to me like it was might be cloudy in the morning, it might be cloudy in the evening, but there was a little convenient window of sun, at least in the weather that I looked at, right, in the pertinent period. And, you know, I keep telling folks that I'm flashing back a little bit to Y2K.
I said the same thing. I think that's I'm following you. I'm all for that. And we all survived that. That was computers and really important stuff. This is just the celestial bodies crossing their paths.
Right. Well, you know, it is. I had when I was a consultant, I had a client in West Palm Beach, and I spent quite a bit of time there. And one of the things that they're always working on there is preparing for hurricanes that may or may not come. And, you know, whether it happens or not, whether 100,000 or 300,000 or 50,000 people come to town, we've done our best to prepare for the worst case scenario and the best case scenario, and we'll see what happens. I think it was Eisenhower who said plans are useless, but planning is everything. And I think that applies to this kind of situation. You do your best to do the planning, and then when the day comes, we'll just need to use the best of our ability and our resources and the planning that we have done to respond to whatever happens.
Well, and Bloomington Parks and Recreation has a huge weekend of things planned. It starts tomorrow. You can find that at the city's website, bloomington.in.gov/eclipse. Everything is updated there, whether safety and what we're going to do in the garages and everything else that goes. You know, I didn't even think about the structural integrity of the garages on that, but no top levels. Right. We're going to keep everybody off the top levels. Also, there's going to be a fee. I think the main question I've had, Gretchen, was, is that fee on top of the hourly, or is that fee just the fee for getting into those garages in the city on Monday, starting at in the morning time?
It's just a flat fee, and that will allow us, when everything is all said and done and people are leaving, we can have a quick exit instead of a whole bunch of calculations of hourly fees.
Gotcha. That's a really, really smart deal. So if you leave it in there at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 8 o'clock in the night, it's one cost, even if you're there for an hour or two. So I just wanted to make sure
that's
everybody
right.
knows that. And that's going to be at every garage. You're also encouraging people to bring cash just in case our credit card processing, well, if everybody's swiping at the same time, we've seen how that can slow things down as well. So you're going to have human beings out there, or does the cash go in the machine?
That is a great question, and I don't know the answer to that, but I know that...
if you have your cash, you'll be fine. That's what I know.
Yes, if you have your cash, you'll be fine, and I think it's all hands on deck for Public Works and parking staff, so they will be out there, I think, ready to deal with whatever happens, whether it's cash or no cash. We'll be ready.
Yeah, and let's just remember, parking garages are for cars, not for people. Park your car, head on out, and have some fun. And again, the great thing about this is just look up. Make sure you have your glasses on and look up. Do you have any glasses left at the city? Have you guys given them all away?
I know that Visit Bloomington has some really snazzy glasses left. I just got a couple pairs of those myself this morning at a meeting. I was gifted two. And
McAfee's a good guy. He's a good guy, isn't he?
He's really been a great champion of the eclipse, and I have to give a plug for the Visit Bloomington website. Also has a ton of great information about places to go and things that are happening on eclipse day and places to stay and all kinds of great one-stop shopping information on events and happenings on eclipse day.
Now, I would be surprised just a little bit, because nothing surprises you or me anymore. We've been around the block too many times. Everybody knows this is coming. We want everybody to know, though, that city trash and everything else, that's all going to happen normally, but no one can walk down to City Hall and come in and knock on somebody's door, or basically of any government here locally.
That's correct, and we're following the example of IU and other places where we don't want our employees to have to drive down. We don't want to add to the traffic congestion. We don't want our folks to get stranded away from their family. So we've just opted to allow folks to work remotely or take PTO, and that way we'll be able to walk and bike and use other forms of transportation and let our visitors take up the streets.
That's right. It's a day for tourists. And being around town over the last 3 or 4 days, I've been asking folks from different walks of life, what's your plan? What's your plan? What's your plan? And I would say about 9 out of 10 would say, hey, we're just going to either hang in the neighborhood or hang with family or just kind of stay out of the way. That's the neat thing. We all don't have to go to the stadium to watch, quote unquote, the game.
This is true. I plan on walking over to Bryant Park and with my husband and a friend who will be visiting, and we've got our glasses. We are ready to go.
Put it down, the lawn chairs, put on the glasses, and have an outstanding, outstanding time. The voice you hear is Gretchen Knapp. She is the deputy mayor, the brand new deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington. And she, along with Mayor Thompson, have been in office since January 1st. And here comes the big eclipse coming up on Monday, and so many great events going on. Speaking of great events, we're not going to get lost in the shuffle here, because we're going to talk about it right now. But the Farmers Market opens on Saturday. We've got all kinds of things going on.
It does open on Saturday, and the mayor and I will be at the mayor's table at the market to chat with folks who are visiting and have questions. We'll be there from 10 to 12. And I also want to remind folks that the State of the City address is April 9th. on Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. at the Buskirk Chumley.
Yeah, nothing going on.
So if you'd like to hear
nothing.
More about what we've been doing in our first 100 days, that will be the time and place.
That is right day number 100, though, isn't it? Right on the button.
It is indeed.
So that's why it's the 9th, folks. We're just not doing it the day after the eclipse just to see if you're paying attention. It is the 100th day. There is some method to this. Meet the mayor at the market. What time does the market open on Saturday? Is it 9 o'clock here in the early time, and then I think it shifts to 8 in the summertime. I don't know if I have those times right, but we know you'll be there with Mayor Thompson starting at 10 a.m. Plenty of places to park in those garages in downtown, and it'll be 59 and sunny on Saturday, so that that really, really helps as well. So that another exciting time. Before I let you go, how in tuned are you? Is your responsibility following the city council? Is that part of your agenda as well? Where are they in their meeting schedule? And I know they have a special something tomorrow that has to do with the convention center. I think I have that right.
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, as you know, we had a really emotionally challenging and upsetting night last night, and a lot of city staff and I'm sure residents are concerned about some of the things that were said and the tone of the meeting. And so we've been talking to our staff, and we've been asking folks to reach out to your friends, especially your Jewish friends, your Muslim friends, your Black and Brown friends, to just say, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? If they were attending the meeting or watching the meeting, because there were some traumatic things said, and we're looking forward to bringing our community together on other issues and getting through this difficult time together.
And tomorrow's meeting, and I did not participate or see the last night's meeting, so I'm not pushing this to the side. I don't mean that. I just can't speak on it because I'm not familiar with it. But tomorrow, the convention center expansion that continues in obviously, like you've mentioned, 30 years we've been talking about this. The Bloomington City Council work session tomorrow will involve moving some monies. What are we going to talk about tomorrow there, Gretchen?
I believe that their intent is to look at what are the allocations for 2024 and how can we best spend that money, and looking at other requests that may have come in for food and beverage tax and going over exactly what the numbers are for this year and what the balances are to date in the food and beverage tax, and just having some further conversation. So
yeah, that's their responsibility, right?
Right. And so I'll be attending, and several others will be attending on behalf of the city as well, but that's really their work session, and I'm eager to hear what plans they have and what thoughts they have about how to move forward.
Yeah, and you guys had a busy week last week as well with Eric Spoonmore and the gang at the convention center and getting to know and getting your message out as well. How did that go?
It went great. It was really great to connect with folks from across the community and talk about the economic future of Bloomington and what we can do. And Carrie gave a little preview of her State of the City speech, a little condensed version of greatest hits of our first 100 days. and we got to just see a lot of folks who are working really hard to make Bloomington the best place that it can possibly be.
Well, we know you and the mayor are two of those people, and we really appreciate your time joining us last week and this week as well. Gretchen, thank you so much. Best of luck in these first 100 days and all the days after that as well. And I can't wait to get caught up down the road. Have a super safe eclipse, and all the best to all of our city employees who will be asked to do a little bit above and beyond over the next few days as well to make sure that we pull off another great event here in Bloomington.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. Real pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Gretchen. Again, have a great weekend and a great eclipse and a great 100 days and a great State of the City and all that fun stuff. And we'll get caught up with you down the road.
Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Gretchen Knapp joining the program for the first time. And we really appreciate the folks at the city getting everyone lined up. It took a while, but it should. And Gretchen and Mayor Thompson just told you why the last two Thursdays. They've had plenty of things to do. And the first 100 days have been awfully busy. And maybe the 99th will be the busiest of all. That's when the eclipse will be happening on Monday. Time out, 4:30. Diane Daly's news headlines are next. And we'll get you caught up on a little parking as well, as we talked about there. And Diane will cover the other stories making news. Michelle Moss from the city of Bloomington will join us at 4:40. So we'll fill in the gaps until that. And don't forget, Joe Smith reports before the top of the hour. He'll get you ready for Trees Hoops tonight. I know there's a few of you out there. A few of you out there in the forest rooting for the Trees of Indiana State. What a neat story that would be for them to knock off Seton Hall this evening. We'll do all that before Zach Osterman in the Crazy Horse Tavern Happy Hour just after 5 o'clock.